ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசே ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதே நமஹ. பாலகாந்த் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 67, தி பிரேக்கிங் ஆஃப் தி பௌ. தி ரெசிடேஷன் பிகின்ஸ் நவ. Well have you spoken, said Vishwamitra, and now let Rama have a sight of the famous bow. Janaka turned to his officers and said, convey here the celestial bow and render it due worship of sweet incense and fragrant garlands. On a heads be it, replied they, and proceeded to the royal palace, bore thence the bow divine. Full 5,000 men, strong and stalwart, labored hard to drag thither the black case of solid iron, 8-wheeled, in whose depths lay the mighty bow. The ministers placed it before the king and said, here is the famous bow that the princes of the earth hold in such high honor and that you wanted these princes to see. Thereupon Janaka respectfully addressed himself to the sage and the princely pair. Here have I placed before you the peerless bow held in high worship by the monarchs of my house. The best and the bravest of the earth have failed to essay the impossible task of stringing it. The very gods, asuras, rakshasas, gandharvas, yakshas, kinnaras, uragas, nay, none of them succeeded in using it or stringing it or raising it or handling it or even moving it from where it lay. Why then speak of any puny mortal? I have obeyed thy behests and have caused it to be brought here. The princes are welcome to examine it. Vishwamitra heard him out and turned himself to Raghava. Rama, dear, behold the bow. At his word, Rama advanced to where it lay in its iron case, heaved up the lid, cast his eyes over it and said, master mine, have I your permission to handle the bow? Maybe I will try to lift it or bend it. So be it, said the king and the sage. Then Sri Rama grasped the weapon by the middle and held it aloft as if it were a feather, while the assembled thousands gazed in hushed amaze. Anon he strung it and drew it even to his ear, when lo, the mighty bow snapped in twain right at the middle. Awful was a crash, as when the bolts of heaven are loosened on earth by the mighty arm of the master. The very earth quaked to her foundations as when the mighty mountains were rent in twain. Everyone was struck senseless by the tremendous shock, and none save the king, the great sage Vishwamitra, and the two princes could stand it. When the spectators struggled back to their senses, Janaka, his heart relieved of a load of anxiety, approached Vishwamitra and said to him in deep respect, witness have I today the might and valor of the worthy son of Dasharatha, wonderful, inconceivable, and undreamt of by me. And Sita, the beloved child of my heart, will now be the happy wife of Rama and shed a brighter glory on the royal house of Janaka. Fortunate am I in that I have kept my word that my daughter shall be the bride of the strongest arm and the bravest heart. And her do I give, dearer to me than my very life, in marriage to Lord Ram. With thy permission, let ministers of mine hasten to Ayodhya on fleet cars to entreat the royal Dasharatha to grace my humble abode. They shall acquaint him with the happy news of the prize that his valiant son has won here, that is my beloved daughter. Let them also tell him that his darling sons are safe in my capital and happy under the mighty protection of sage Vishwamitra. So spake Janaka, the most eloquent, and the holy sages signifying his assent thereto. The king dispatched his trusted ministers to Ayodhya with precise orders to inform Dasharatha of what transpired at Mithila and request the favor of his presence there. மங்களம் கௌசலேந்திராய மகனீய குணாப்தே சக்கரவர்த்தி தனுர்ஜாய சர்வபௌமாய மங்களம்.